There are times when a telecommuter prefers an office space to the solitude of working from home, where other disciplines can add their views to generate synergy. For Kelly Fitzgerald, that space is the society of work. I spoke with Kelly to learn more about the business model of collaborative workspace.
What we're doing is creating a community of people. So as you are a freelancer, you are a small company, and you work by yourself, right? What we're doing is creating a community of people that you can rely on. So you can come and work with us and have resources of people and also other resources for your business all in one place. It's a fun place to work, but it's a focused place to work. So it's not your coffee shop. It's not your house. It gives you just a more focused environment to work in, but you're working with like-minded people.
Where's the space physically located?
701 Market Street, which is the First Tennessee Building. We're on the 13th floor. We have amazing views of the city. I always invite people to come see what we're doing day in and day out. Just come check us out, because I think it surprises people the way in which we work sometimes, how conducive it might be to how they work as well. Not to mention that we have, I would say, arguably some of the best views of our city. It really makes you feel like you live in a city versus what you travel by foot day to day, right? Or in your car day to day. You see the whole city, right, from our floor.
So most of the people who are attracted to working in this environment would normally be meeting people at a coffee shop, or, you know, meet me at Panera and we'll do business. And that's kind of hard to seem very legitimate when you're either working out of your home, working out of your car, or having to meet clients in a public space.
Right. And I think you don't have a conference room per se, or maybe you need a projector, or maybe you need a business address that's not your home, you know, and we can provide all of those things. I think beyond that, you bring people into a place where there's a lot of other really exciting things happening, and there's people that are working on things that can contribute to what you're doing, but you can also contribute to what they're doing, big or small. You're interested in making everyone around you better, and people that are with you are having the same interest as well.
When you become a part of this society of work, do you get a permanent office type of situation, or is it a fluid workspace?
It is both, actually. We have three offices, and then we have an open workspace. And in the open workspace, we have what we call studio desks. And the studio desks are dedicated desks. So we have a couple of guys now that they come in, they have their desk, their stuff remains there, their computer stays there, they come in, that's theirs. If you don't have a studio desk, you just come in and work. You sit down, pull out your computer, and work. We have a lounge seating area. We have the bar. We have the open seating area. You can move around. You're not stuck in one place. It's kind of whatever you feel like that day or that hour. It's how you want to work. We say it's welcome to the way you work best. It's all about figuring out how you work best, whether that's 4 hours a day or 8 hours a day. It doesn't matter to us, obviously. Just come in and get your work done.
What type of access do people have to the facilities?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The building is always open, and we have membership levels is how we work. You buy a membership. It's all month to month, no contract basis. We range in membership levels, and we try to be accommodating to everyone, knowing that small business can sometimes ebb and flow. Basically, if you want to pay for 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you just choose one of our memberships that allow you to do that.
You can use the facility for your business address.
Mm-hmm.
What other business equipment and services do you offer?
So we have several different events that are going on in the event space. This past week, we had an accounting seminar, so it was free for members. It's a small fee for non-members to come, and we have an accountant. She came for an hour and a half over lunch and basically told you anything and everything you needed to know that you should be doing for your business at year end. We will continue that sort of series in January. We'll have attorneys, we'll have different professional sort of seminars. But beyond that, we also have a conference room that you can rent. Anyone can come and rent for the hour, for the half day, day. We have a company, their conference room is under construction. So they're going to come use our conference room. You know, anything like that. And in our conference room, we have the projector, we have a whiteboard. We try to provide the, you know, these small things like that that people might need. We also host large events. So this week, Friday at 8 p.m., we host Pachacacha. And if you're not familiar with that, I suggest looking it up on Facebook. It's actually spelled more like Pechacucha, P-E-C-H-A-K-U-C-H-A. It's a really interesting format of presentations, quick, short presentations. So we're hosting that. So we have all kinds of different events as well that you can come enjoy.
Do you have a website?
We do. It is societyofwork.com. And on our website, you can join our mailing list. We don't send out a ton of mailers, but when we have events coming up, we let people know. We also use Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pretty heavily so that people can see information as they want to see it.
An open workspace like that really encourages collaborative interaction between various companies, various individuals. Do you find that people naturally gravitate toward sharing their ideas and working together? That's kind of the newer look on offices for small businesses.
It is, and I think it's really not even small businesses, Rabbit. It's large businesses. I mean, this sort of business model grew out of companies on the West Coast, like your Amazons and Googles, who were saying to their workers, your commute is way too long, right? So we're going to have you telecommute. And so someone said, well, I don't want to sit in my house all day. I want to work with more people. And so they started these small places that then became these collaborative workspaces. Unintentionally, they had all these positive results in that people were happier with their job, even though their job might have been the exact same, right? Because they were working in an environment with people from different disciplines. They were able to get varying opinions on what they were doing. And it all goes back to what you were saying about being more collaborative because they're getting a varied perspective on what they're doing versus sitting at home or in their office next to someone who has maybe a very similar idea of what they're doing. And it doesn't really give them enough of a critique, if you will, of what they're doing. So this sort of environment allows people to get more of a collaboration of what they're doing and more of a critique of what they're doing. And then in the end, gives everyone a better end product. Come visit us. We're on the 13th floor of the First Tennessee building. We're very accessible and we're there 9 to 5 every day is our standard business hours. Just come see how we work, what we do. I have a feeling that most people will find it's the way they enjoy working.
You can learn more about what's happening on the 13th floor of the First Tennessee building downtown by visiting societyofwork.com or follow the links from the Around and About blog at wutc.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.